This podcast is rated R. It is not intended for people.
Then who is it intended for?
Fucked if I know.
There's crickets.
Insert theme music here.
Dance to it loudly.
I'm just gonna leave the crickets as the theme music.
That sounds
sweet.
Good to me.
Anyways,
cricket.
So Nick, I hope you didn't bring a 5-page agenda of what you did last week. This time,
yeah. I'm first of all gonna start off with saying I am sorry. I am so sorry to all of our listeners last week. I am sorry. Please, I hope you're still listening. Well, of course, if you hear this, you're still listening. I'm sorry.
There's actually people who listen?
Yeah.
Shh. We have one listener in Ohio.
Sweet.
So,
welcome to FIC, episode 3. Hey, we're on real numbers now.
Again, yeah.
That's what we said last.
Okay,
just because
in the studio with us today, there's
me, Nick,
studio. And of course,
this is not a studio.
What is it ever a studio? It's a portable studio.
I'm pretty sure the last time was the closest we've had to a studio.
Well, we used my basement one time.
We got Joe's basement once. That was pretty nice.
And we used a garage once or twice.
I've ever been in.
Anyways, the studio is full of plants and crickets.
I think it's raining.
And a pool.
I have to say that I like the pool.
You know what? Best studio I've ever been in.
Around our portable studio, we have me, Nick. We have
me, Doug, of course.
And we have half our listener base with us as well.
I guess. Oh, wait.
No.
We've increased. Because last time we only had 5.
Now we have 4 people with us, and that's half our listener base.
That would mean that we had to have 8 now.
Never.
Theoretically, we do.
You're standing in for a real listener.
Works for me.
All right.
Okay. We've got, of course, a Kyle.
When I was in.
Oh, yeah. Hey. Hey, I listen to all of the episodes all the time. They're wonderful. You should listen, too.
I think they are if they heard that, Kyle.
Everyone's actually met Kyle before.
I don't
he
think
has
you're
been
reaching any new listeners.
Yeah, I was here for 166666666669. So,
And
we have Lund. He's been with us before.
Last
I returned, the king of the jackasses.
Yes.
Excellent.
And our,
I'm going to stick my fingers in this candle. See if it's like...
Have fun with that.
Leave the Citronella candle alone.
I tell you why you can't, but Paris Hilton copyrighted it.
Okay. That was just Ryan.
He's
the comedian.
Known.
He's the one that's actually funny.
He's better known to everyone as Bigger.
Ow. Well, I learned that.
Better be a quick learner.
I'll probably do that again at least once before the end of the show, people.
And last, but certainly most, we have
Capital B, lowercase o.
And if you spell it wrong, you...
Captain of the Potato Pants!
He is. It's pretty sad.
If you spell it wrong, we will hand him an empty box of donuts, and then he will kill you.
Yes! Yes, I might!
Something's not right here.
What's that?
For the lack of popcorn?
As
popcorn,
far as our studio, you may have noticed the definitive market number of crickets in the background. That's because
we're
doing this in my backyard now.
We've got to hear this again. We've got to hear this again. Repeat that for the listeners in case they couldn't hear you. Ryan.
I ate popcorn, and I tasted Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
There's something foul afoot here.
I don't know what's in this popcorn seasoning.
Apparently it's Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
But like, how old is that seasoning?
LSD is in here somewhere.
We are definitely peaking on a massive scale now that we're actually talking.
Cool.
It's kind of bad.
What are we doing?
Peaking.
It's going on the scaly doodle on the comp.
Kind of like women's breasts are usually peaks.
But they're...
Not if you're an 85-year-old woman.
So we're perking all those landslides.
Named Keith. An 85-year-old woman named Keith.
You
And if there's he listens story to this, there, but yes,
oh, he's called.
I am questioning
he's
your homosexuality.
Called. Oh, good, good.
He called.
Here, he called and said
his homosexuality.
Weren't you there for that?
No.
We were at Steak and Shake, and Keith grew angry at our jokes, and he demanded that we stop questioning his homosexuality.
Stop poking fun at his homosexuality.
And then he tried to go back and fix it, and we all went, no, too late. We're going to use this.
Freudian slip.
Yeah, that was excellent. Wait, I wasn't there.
No, you weren't.
Haha. Huh. Well, that's what I get for pretending that I'm there for stories.
You noob.
You want a story where you were there?
Yeah, what's the story where I was there?
All five of our listeners are going to make fun of you, Kyle.
All five of our listeners are here. I'm one of them.
He hasn't heard last episode because I just posted it.
What's last episode?
You're going to kill Nick. Anyway.
What did you do, Nick?
I talked about my trip in Australia, and I'm
in
sorry.
Way too
still.
Much detail. No one wanted to hear a 45-minute Nick trip.
Oh god.
Wait. So why are people going to make fun of me because you talked about Australia for?
No, they're not
going to
make fun of you. It's you're going to kill them.
Yeah.
Anyway,
for talking
anyway.
About Australia for
yes.
45 minutes.
I think Doug wants to make a point now.
Okay, Doug, go.
Before we go any farther, because I forgot to start the timer anyway due to the cricket problem.
Every time I'm here, you forget to start the timer.
I wrote it the last time you were here. Anyway, we have our information to give out, which is, of course, we're just going to start with Kyle.
All right. The website is fiik.podomatic.com.
Woohoo. And then we're going to go to... Who's got the email? Ryan.
You'd have it, but you decided to pawn off your appropriate hosting duties on me.
Well, I didn't know if you gave it to Lund or not, so...
No, I still got it. It's right here.
Okay.
Well, should I read it now?
Say
yeah.
All right. All right. The email address is fiikpodcast@gmail.com. That's all one word.
And, of course, we need more emails, specifically about plugs, because episode 4 is definitely next week. And we have two websites.
This is our prelude plug show.
I'm sick of getting accidental emails.
I want accidental emails, preferably with blowjobs in them. We haven't gotten enough of those either.
Yeah, we've only gotten like two blowjobs.
I've stopped.
Both from the same person.
Yeah,
I've stopped getting funny spam. All I get is those Nigerian bank account scams.
Oh God!
You don't get the.
I used to get the. Do you want a larger penis?
And I got a lot of those.
And then I got, sir, would you like bigger breasts? And I thought that was hilarious. I thought about it, and I decided, no, mine are big enough as it is. So,
sir, would you like some bigger breasts?
I don't think anybody can ever have breasts
I think it might
enough.
Well, looking back, it might have been something from, like, KFC.
Yay, my internet penis is here.
I'm
hey,
getting a lot,
penis.
I'm getting a lot of those ones that are written in Leet.
Oh, I hate those.
Yeah, the spam written in Leet now.
Yeah, what is that?
It's them trying to defeat spam filters.
That's why I have 563 unopened emails that I have no intention of going through.
That's why you
I've
just
been getting
click
a lot.
All delete.
It's got like a very technical
I don't
subject
think I have
that comes from a very official sounding person. And when I open it, it's just
it's
like
an old
someone
email.
Held down A for 30 minutes. I opened one and it was from like some business and it said, you know, we have important information regarding your credit report or some shit like that. And I opened it and it was just like someone sat there and going, yeah.
No, it's only off. It ends in an H. Because the H makes it into a long sound. If it's
no,
not,
no, but he wasn't.
It ended in a Y, so it was kind of like a.
That's not ah. That's ah.
It's still the long vowel sound. And you need to have
it ended in a Y, so I'm thinking it was just like a really long font greeting.
So you're saying it shouldn't be
30 minutes. We're getting sued.
Oh, we're always getting sued.
Yeah. In that case, I may as well like
what
start a jukebox.
Do you think it was A because he was on ABC?
ABC.
Just remember.
Just remember, Adam West is still in the public domain.
He is.
Is he?
We could talk about Adam West all we want.
All right,
I'm
Adam
saying,
West.
If
no, seriously, Adam
NBC,
West.
Would
apparently,
have said N?
Huge prick.
No, I don't mean
Comic-Con,
like, literally.
He was charging like $60 an autograph. Charging, like, everyone else was like, here, we'll sign your crap for free.
Yeah, he wouldn't let
anyone take pictures.
Contractually, he cannot have pictures taken with him, and he cannot be within 20 feet of Burt Ward.
One guy went up to Adam West.
Contractually, he is not allowed by his contract that he created. They will not put him anywhere near Burt Ward.
They hate each other. Well, he hates Burt Ward for some reason.
He really hates Burt Ward.
One guy at the Motor City Comic Con went up to him and told him that, you know, hey, I've got every autograph of everyone from the old Batman series. And Adam West seriously said, fine, for your autograph, $200.
Oh, yeah.
Just in case the guy would be that desperate for the full set. Whereas, if he got them all,
I would assume. What was the
son from Married with Children?
Bucks,
Buddy, or something?
Something like that. Yeah.
The kid that played him, was like, the only time he was charging for autographs and pictures was if his publicist was standing there making him. Every time his publicist wandered away, he was like, "Come here, quick, let's go."
If I ever got famous, you know, to the point where I'd be signing autographs, you know, I would just. Okay, I'd probably charge a little bit of money just because after doing it for 3 hours, your hand is going to be like a claw.
I don't know, signing autographs isn't all that bad.
Oh, if it hadn't been... As someone who's done it before. Everywhere, really? I would have just walked up to Adam West
we'll have
and
to explain that.
The thing is, when you sign an autograph, it's different than signing your name. When you sign your name, you know, you're taking your time to actually
write
your name.
Whereas an autograph, you just kind of scribble what looks like.
That's fairly good.
If there wasn't security everywhere, I would have just walked up to Adam West and started punching him in the face, asking him why he forgot the bat punch repellent. He had everything else in that belt. I'm still trying to figure out why. Okay, you saw. Everyone's seen the old Batman movie.
I have it on DVD.
Why was there shark repellent in the? He had no idea he'd be anywhere near the ocean that day, but he just reaches back. He's like, "Cool, shark repellent. Let's go."
Well, it is a utility belt.
His utility belt was an extra dimensional portal.
So it's a bag of holding.
There you go.
He had a utility belt of holding.
Well, and why didn't he just throw the Joker in it?
Because then we would have all been very bored.
My favorite part
because
of the movie
when
was
you
when
put
they
at, when you put living things inside of a pouch of holding, something interesting happens.
Which reminds me.
The best thing was still when they would. You could tell when they would run
me,
out of normal
apparent
sound
new
effects.
Info on the new Batman
sometimes
movie.
Cares.
Apparent. No, apparent.
What about the new Batman movie?
The new Batman movie. Batman Begins 2, as we've been calling it, which is a really silly title. Apparently,
yeah,
finishes. They're ditching
Batman
everything.
Returns.
No, I always they figured they would call it Batman Continues or Batman Keeps Going. Something
Batman
like that.
Finishes.
But no, apparently it's going to be called The Dark Knight. They're saying that most likely the Joker
Batman
will
builds.
Be Heath Ledger.
Batman Clemens.
They're saying that Harvey Dent will be Ryan Phillippe. The Penguin will probably be in it and will likely be played by Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Ooh. Three villains.
Well, Harvey Dent pretty, before Two-Face.
Well, Harvey it's Dent won't be. He won't actually be Two-Face yet. No. It'll be the introduction, but it's a good sounding cast if they go ahead with that.
I
cast.
Was still
it's sweet.
I must say, I enjoy the title.
I was
the Dark Knight.
I'm sorry. I was still pulling for Batman Continues to Pwn.
Batman Continues to Pwn. That is a wonderful title.
I want them in Dark Knight. That's what the hell it's called. I can't remember.
Speaking of,
just once, I want a throwback where for some reason a sound effect pops up. And I
Bam?
Want to, no, not Bam, because the best sound effects
Biff.
In the old Batman
Kapow.
Were when they would run out of real sound effects, and when they hit someone into, like, the water, it would say,
splash!
My favorite one, there was one episode where they mixed up their sound effect balloon things, and he punched a guy, and it went, sploosh! And I was confused, because Hydro-Man's a Spider-Man villain.
Yeah, I figured that he just punched the guy hard enough to make him shit himself. That's the sploosh.
That's
Batman.
That's the that's the longest yaw. I think he hit himself.
Anyway, speaking of comic book movie series, I really want them to put Venom in Spider-Man.
Oh, he's totally
he's in three, almost officially.
Sweet.
They're being really sneaky about it, but they're really, really hinting at it.
Everyone I talked to about it before they showed anything doubted the idea of Topher Grace's Venom, and ever since the trailer came out, everyone that's seen Topher Grace looking all Eddie Brockish was like, ooh.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a great flick. Well, we're all comic movie nerds, and you can tell that.
What?
Listeners, they can,
by
they
the
can
side
tell.
By the left foot.
Oh, no, watch.
They can tell.
Yes, the side watch of our left watch foot.
Watch hey, Kyle.
What?
Sandman is a good villain.
Oh, come on! I fucking hate the Sandman. He's
so great.
I hate him.
Great villain.
He's okay. Yeah, look at me. He might be good in the comics, but he's a bad villain for a series where they've established themselves as being pseudo-realistic. Oh, sure. Don't hit me with cans. No, the Spider-Man movies so far have been established as being pseudo-realistic, and the two villains that have come out so far have been done in science fiction manners that are kind of realistic. Not to a huge extent, you know, but instead of having the goblin... Instead of having the goblin turn green, you know, they had him put on a suit.
He never turned green. He wore a mask.
He turned green in some versions.
He wore a mask in some versions. In Ultimate Spider-Man, he turned green, and that's completely separate from what they're basing the movies
off of. It still counts as one of the versions because they're not...
I'm a sad man.
Because they're really not basing the movies off of any specific thing anyways.
So anyway...
Anyways, my point is they've gone in this sort of pseudo-realistic manner so far.
I'm interrupting your point.
You know...
Don't make me light you on fire.
Fine. Interrupt my point. Go, go, go.
Back to the story of me signing autographs.
Oh, yeah. I want to know this.
Yeah, that was like 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, well, that's why I had to interrupt him so I could get it out. Otherwise, I'd forget and he wouldn't remember.
I already forgot, man.
Exactly.
Forgot he'll scream, but you'll be able to talk over that.
You know, we're not going to move the candle now.
We're not going to want in the what now?
Shh. So, my old band was playing shows in the middle of... our popularity and
best band of all time.
We actually had quite a few people outside the show like asking for autographs and shit. So we started signing them, and my favorite autograph I've ever signed in the middle of this 14-ish year old kid's head, I signed Satan.
Oh,
I'm sure I'm sure his parents were happy with him when he went home.
I miss that nickname.
You missed that nickname. It was my nickname, jackass.
Yeah, but I missed yelling it in the middle of the house.
See, I wouldn't sign a autograph. I would just give everyone that asked for one my business card. I wouldn't just give them the business card. I would hit them and then hand them the card, and on the front it would say Ryan, and on the back it would say, "You've been struck by a smooth criminal." And I probably wouldn't have to pay Michael Jackson any money for that, because he's never going to be allowed to come back here.
No, I don't think
then
he
you
is.
Would, you know, moonwalk away.
I always wanted business cards that say Kyle, lesbian. I wanted business cards that would say Kyle and then my last name and then lesbian and then have my various information.
Well, see, I wouldn't give anyone a business card because A, I'm too cheap to get a made. B, I don't want random people knowing my information. I've already had.
You can make them at the house. $500
for free, and all you gotta do is pay $5 to get them mailed.
Yeah. However, I've already had people spamming my previous band's website with, "We want Lund on Naked Horses. Send Naked Lund on
Horseback." That was
horse
amusing.
That was too, you sick bastard.
No.
Naked Lund on Horseback. Eh?
Yeah, Naked Lund on Horseback. That's probably
that's
one of the creepiest things I've ever written.
That's an interesting
written. Are you sending, like, messages to yourself asking you to be naked on Horseback?
No, actually, I know the people who put that up, and, yeah, they're completely creepy stalker girls. So, yeah, that was fun.
Back to the moonwalk.
Gotta love the creepy stalker.
I thought the moonwalk was the stupidest dance ever. Because doesn't that consist entirely of walking away from whoever you just asked to dance?
Pretty much. Or walking towards them backwards.
If you go hit on a girl... if you try to hit on a girl with moonwalk skills, you're like,
you start.
See you later.
That or she gets up and goes to walk with you. You can continue looking at her instead of turning around, so that way she's facing your back.
If you started moonwalking right after introducing yourself to a woman,
she would
not
away.
Follow you.
What if it was 70s?
She would throw her drink in your face.
It was a dance of the times.
That's not the 70s.
It was the 80s.
It was the 80s.
Whatever.
80s, early 90s. She would throw your drink in your face.
Same concept. It was a dance of the time.
And then she would hope it was flammable enough that her lighter would set you off.
Michael Jackson burst into flames once.
You did too.
It's better than you hitting them with your...
I like pressing buttons.
My facial hair has started growing back, by the way.
And then grabbing
your face. I liked my last mark on your face.
That's cute.
Yeah, well, no,
I
used to actually have facial hair.
And
Big R here lit me on fire. And this entire half of my face would not grow facial hair for a long time. So I kept this half shaved. So
Kyle, you're going to start growing some hair in some other odd places.
No, that hair is there.
Don't prove it.
You missed some hair.
Why are you still my friend after all I've done to you? I have lit you on fire.
Let's
I turned your nuts purple for like a week.
lit me on fire.
How did you know that they were purple?
He came out and told me angrily.
Yeah, he elbowed me in the crotch hard enough to cause violent bruising and to give me difficulties in doing anything involving my crotch.
It's okay, Elise is dating Charles because one of his testicles got twisted.
Oh, God, I've heard that story.
Well, when he came out, she said that there was something about when he came out, the way he looked.
What?
Of the doctors.
He came out
of the doctors, there was something about the way that he looked. And she couldn't resist him.
Oh, no, you know what?
That's very interesting.
You know what, though? See, you going to be coming out angrily young.
Not a week before, I said, you two are going to get married.
That was a fun story.
And they told me that they would never
date. The best story involving someone peeing was when Logan went to the bathroom, and like five guys went in there and just stood behind him and danced while he peed.
I don't remember that happening.
It was Jason.
I remember I came in just after that.
Yeah, you came in just as they came out.
I was like, why is everyone coming out of the bathroom?
Yeah, Logan went in there to pee, and like five guys followed him in there and just stood behind him doing the awesome dance while he peed.
Was I there? No. I don't remember that.
I don't think you were there.
Okay.
I was there, but didn't go into the awesome. They can't see you.
John, our viewers are loving that.
Yeah, pretty much what he's doing is waving his hands in
sort of an elliptical motion on the website.
An elliptical motion in front of his chest while he's bouncing up and down.
Can you do something like that?
Well, see about getting an.
I think only Jason can really do that truly.
I can't do the noise, but I can't do that.
We'll see about getting an animation on the website. You can't do the remix unless you shout
it
like a
missy. Yeah, if we do, it has to be actually of Jason, though.
Well, of course.
Well,
he is the originator.
We can go on Guild Wars and see if he's on and say, hey, we're coming over to videotape you.
You could probably do the remix if we started it appropriately, because for some reason you can't yell remix unless you yell it like you're in a Missy Elliott video. Yeah, there you go. You have to say it like that or you can't do it. Someone's got to sit there with a deep voice.
Remix.
I can't do it.
Remix.
No.
Remix.
Okay.
Kyle, stop trying to swallow the microphone.
Awesome. Microphone tastes like pie.
But you don't like pie. You like cake.
Ew.
Cake is better.
Which
pie
means
is
you
worse.
Can't have cheesecake. Cheesecake is a pie.
Should we sing it?
Wait, what?
Should we
cheesecake is a pie.
Time for pie.
No.
Time for cake. Cake is better, pie is worse.
we were really bored one night, so we turned a lot of old sitcom theme songs into bakery and pastry theme music.
I just typically rewrite songs in general when I get bored.
I ate a pie or two, but in the end, only cake will do.
No, unfortunately,
that's
all
right.
I have to say that the worst, while the most funniest remake of a song was only changing one word, it was the funniest thing in the world at 3 o'clock in the morning.
What's that?
You know Train, Meet Virginia?
Oh my god.
You didn't even tell the rest of the story!
No, tell the rest of the story.
Well, okay, no, this is actually back in like high school, so I'm thinking like 2001, 2000, 99, 2000-ish. I don't know when that song came out, but it was on the radio, and I used to talk to my friend on the phone every day before school at like 3 in the morning, because we'd never sleep. Hence the fact that I'm always up at night. Anyway,
nothing to do with the fact that you have a night job.
Well, I took the night job because I'm always up anyway. So, anyway.
That's why I took the security guard.
Oh, God, I have a ton of stories of just me and her talking, but I was listening to the radio in the background, and I started singing along, and, well, she wants to be the queen. Then she thinks about her spleen.
Well, totally not where I did not. I thought he was going in a completely different direction.
I mean,
a
virgin.
Word change.
Well, the point is no. That like I said, it was stupid, but we were laughing for about 45 minutes.
No, there's a really good
reason
one.
I find this.
There was a there's a really good one where you can just change one word, and the entire song actually makes perfect sense in this other capacity. You know the song "Animals"
by
I don't remember.
How does it go?
I want to live like animal. It's not a particularly good song.
Yeah, I don't even
I've
talk
never
about
heard
it.
Of that before.
You've heard the song, I guarantee
no.
it.
Anyway.
That I think about it, it's Savage Garden.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, now
about.
You get it.
No,
okay.
I haven't heard of that.
So the song, there's a line in there somewhere where it's
Animals and children never lie. Which one looks more tasty now? There's a question, you decide, right? All you have to do, and the rest of the lyrics are along those same lines, you know, talking about how he wants to run free in the jungle, whatever.
And either eat bullshit a baby anyway. Or a tiger.
No, but all you have to do is change the word animal to cannibals.
I knew that was going
and
that way.
And the entire song just becomes this brilliantly funny thing, because that's the only word you have to change, and it still makes perfect sense.
Note to
self.
It's
amazing.
Cover that song with my new band.
There's songs you don't even have to change the words. There's some where you can just add a verse.
I turned rockabye into eat pot pie.
I like to do the Gilligan's Island theme song, but at the end, I like to add a verse that explains how stupid it was that the professor could make a radio out of coconuts and build like a TV out of a palm tree, but he couldn't use some wood from the trees to fix a fucking hole in the boat. That's the only problem. There was a hole in the boat.
He did fix
the boat. He tested out the repairs, and they were never seaworthy.
Didn't that? It's a hole in the boat. They're probably like 2 hours from the dock.
Yeah, they didn't make it.
They actually went out of the way.
There was a made-for-cruise.
There was a made-for-TV movie.
Didn't they end that? They got off the island, but didn't they end up either on another island or just back on the same island but on the other side?
No. They actually got home.
Oh, see,
I was told
that ended with them just getting stuck on another island.
No, I never saw the end of it, but I always imagined that they wound up living on the boat till the end of their days, because they eventually built another boat. It spontaneously occurred to them.
They couldn't make a seaworthy patch for the old boat.
But they made an entirely new, massive, livable boat. No, it suddenly occurred to them that, you know all these huts we keep building that keep the rain out? Let's make boats out of that. So, you know, they eventually did. And they
pretty
get off the island.
Professor, if you ask me.
Yeah, he was a horrible professor. And
he was probably a professor of history.
But he seemed to know science pretty well.
He also seemed to know a lot about different tribal villages on random islands.
He was just the professor.
He was the professor of tribal peoples no one had ever heard of.
And random radios.
And also how to build radios, yeah. Didn't they eventually have a golf cart on a tropical island?
They explored the entire friggin' island, and there was no one else, and then one season they're like, you know what we need? We need some cannibals.
No, they explained that on a few seasons, too.
Yeah, they did.
They actually figured, from a different island.
There were over 300 episodes of Gilligan's Island, but it only lasted 3 years.
I figured Jesus Christ trained cannibals.
Yeah. No, they really went all out.
There's an island of cannibals, and what happened was...
There are seriously on file with the government, just to prove to you how stupid people are. There are seriously... The army and the navy received letters.
And so the cannibals just start invading.
I always preferred my
theory. I'm not kidding. I really wish I was.
Wow, people are retarded.
Welcome to America.
I wish I was kidding about that.
I know they explained that the cannibals came from another island, but I always just figured, God looked down and said, let there be cannibals. And they just rained from the skies.
And the extent was murder.
Yeah, just hurling flaming meteors of men from the heavens.
To quote my dear friend Porter, in the beginning, there was Dracula. But there wasn't land yet, so he had to swim for a while.
We all know that Dracula hates swimming, so he was pretty pissed when he got out.
No, he just doesn't like moving. They just don't like running water.
I'm sure he doesn't like swimming.
There wasn't running water. He probably didn't swim. He probably just went, poof, I'm some mist. I hover.
No, he swam.
He was just fog for a while.
No, you gotta listen to the story that Porter tells. He has this whole story, man. The first seven days and how they applied to Dracula while he was, you know, just hanging out.
I know some weird people.
No, you do.
I still want a video clip of me just picking up Porter.
Good thing I don't know any weird people.
I know, seriously.
hey, Ryan.
What?
Hulk want Freddie Prinze Jr.
That's the best Hulk reason ever. Have you ever read Ultimates?
No.
Right, the last thing Bruce Banner heard before hulking out was that his he was separated from his wife, and he found out that she was on a date with Freddie Prinze Jr. And he got angry and hulked out. And because Hulk's rage feeds off of Banner's rage, all Hulk could do was hunt down and try to kill Freddie Prinze Jr.
That's brilliant.
It was amazing. He came so close.
Yeah, he really did come close. He like had him in his hand, and he was like, "Hulk won't kill Freddie Prinze Jr."
Yeah, in the Ultimate Universe, Hulk just straight up eats people.
Yeah, he just eats people. Yeah, he's...
They stopped an alien invasion by forcing Bruce Banner to turn into the... They couldn't beat... These aliens basically... They regenerated from anything. They were screwed. So they forced Bruce Banner to Hulk out, and then Captain America went, "Hey, Hulk, you see those aliens up there? They called you a sissy boy." And Hulk ate them.
Yeah, that's the only good thing about the Ultimates is the Hulk.
Was great.
The Hulk and Thor. Thor really kicks ass.
Oh, yeah, he did.
But...
My favorite, the Ultimate Avengers movie, horrible, horrible movie, except for the scene where Hulk jumps.
There's a sequel.
Giant Man has turned himself into like a 60-story person, and Hulk just jumps onto his leg and punches his kneecap out of place.
Brilliant.
That was the only thing that was worth it. It was worth watching the entire crappy movie just to watch that.
You know, once I mispronounced gamma rays, gamma rays, that led to some really funny conversations.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
They aren't going to be happening here.
Grandma radiation.
No wonder Grandma exists.
Grandma makes snickerdoodles.
What the fuck is a snickerdoodle?
It's a delicious cookie. It's like this weird cinnamon... It's like a sugar cookie, but with some cinnamon.
I don't know.
My aunt makes them. My grandma doesn't make them, because I don't know. My grandma makes, like, cakes and other, like, foods, but not cake cookies.
I thought it was just a cookie on a stick.
No,
you're just a cookie on a stick.
Is a cookie on a stick?
No, you see the grandma rays actually makes sense because that explains my grandma.
Grandma, Lord of the Monsters.
Yes, my grandma makes Godzilla look like a fucking chihuahua.
Are we gonna have to make an entire list of grandmas I have to punch in the face?
Yes,
the list is up to two as of now.
Yes. But seriously, this woman is absolutely out of her mind.
So Cat's mind grandma?
You, I'm a smoker, and so is she. And if I'm in my basement with some of my other friends who are also smokers, sitting,
even
playing video
aren't.
Games, and smoking, she will open the basement door, yell down the basement stairs, "Cat! The smoke is coming up the stairs!" As she takes a drag of her fucking cigarette. Seriously? What the fuck?
That doesn't really make sense at all.
No, see, because... Wow.
Robert, are you down the stairs? I'm not home! Okay!
No. Kyle and Joe decided long ago that they want me to punch Cat's grandma in the face.
That's
because
incredible, Bobo.
Cat's grandma would just crumple around my fist and not even fall over, but just continue. Like, if I went like that, they think she would just fold up on my fist and be lifted into the air.
Yeah.
And, you know, she deserves it. So, like, well, Joe wants to be there. Joe said he wants to be there so that he can give me a flanking bonus.
All right.
For those of you that don't D&D, you don't get that. So the joke's on you. Continue now, Lund.
So yeah, my favorite story about my grandma, actually.
It's not the smoke from the stairs one?
No, I have a better one.
Oh, man. All right, let's hear this. I'm enjoying these stories.
He doesn't have one yet.
So I go upstairs.
She doesn't need one.
I take a shit, just like every real man. And
clogging the toilet.
Yeah, somewhat clogging the toilet.
I was confused because I missed some of his.
Exactly. I didn't realize that it was clogged when I went back down to the basement.
Well, you never do. Why she would have been pissed?
So, I hear the door open. And I'm like, "What the fuck does she want this time?" And I hear, "Chris, did you make a poopy?" I swear to God, I never laughed so hard in my life. "Chris, did you make a poopy?"
She's so upset and pissed off. I don't know.
How do you say the phrase poopy?
I don't know.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
Your grandma's ridiculous.
Oh, yes, and she also is incapable of pronouncing the word ridiculous.
Or cunt.
Do you mean
ridiculous, Grandma?
Yeah, that's what I said, ridiculous. So, I was leaving my house with my friends, and
my grandma was yelling out the door at me about something retarded that I don't remember at this point in time because this was a few years ago. Loudness.
That would make great
recording. So, it would make a great recording. The police on tape.
Just before they make us shut it off, you see Doug at the microphone. Catches at 8 p.m. on Sunday. Cops, whatever show. This would be the best reason ever to get on Cops. We'd be the only white people on Cops not wearing wife beaters and hopping fences.
Oh my God, you're right.
Unfortunately, Livonia Cops don't go on Cops.
They should.
We could do something that would get them on Cops.
Cops in Livonia.
Well, I'll put it this way. It's like a 15-minute show. You know, it's
never mind.
Cops, yeah, Cops Westland. It's like 15 minutes of, you know, purse snatchers and lost kitties.
Well, shit.
I like
we
should have
been on it the last time they came to Nick's house.
It's not even Cops. It's just like stopping
that was
crime.
Great.
So I heard stories about that.
Last time that we were at Nick's house,
in my backyard, swimming in the pool.
Naked.
I because assumed. That's the rule at Nick's house.
Yeah, it is.
No, you don't have to be naked.
I had to be naked. I was attacked when I wasn't naked.
Remove their clothing.
No.
It happened to me.
If people are swimming naked, then you'll get forcibly removed your clothing.
If you're clothed and others are nude, they will strip you to make you nude as well.
Yeah.
Because for some reason they would enjoy
Stephen Leslie leapt upon me and removed my clothing.
I am so sorry. I was in the pool! That's all I can think of when I think that.
Like, if everyone's got a suit on, it's no big deal. But if it's like everyone except for Kyle is naked,
then the women will leap upon me and rip off my
clothes. I would not be naked.
It's a bad thing.
I don't care if I
find.
I would.
No, it wasn't a bad thing.
I would not be naked. I wouldn't care if I had to punch the women in the face.
Now, would you rat?
No,
why
was
you mad about being stripped by women?
Mostly good looking women.
Yeah, most
keep
of the time
in mind, quite
women.
Attractive women.
Because they're gonna get done and then they're just gonna laugh.
No, if they didn't laugh at me, they're not gonna laugh
it's okay.
at
okay.
Yeah, they didn't laugh at me, so that's a statement.
Yeah.
Okay. Was Heather in the room at the time?
Push you.
At
what
any
the hell
rate,
are we talking about?
Cop. I was telling
something about Nick's house.
I was telling the cop story, and Nick was
the cop
assisting
story.
Me.
You were on Cops?
Yeah.
Well,
we should have been. So, we were being loud and rowdy, somewhat similar to this.
Except a lot louder, and there was lots of splashing, because we had twice as many people over here.
Yeah, we had probably about 18 people in the pool, all naked.
Except for Dan, who was sick, and at the side of the pool, making sure the hookah didn't get knocked over.
Yes.
Yeah, we had a hookah.
Aww.
So, we had
one night, Jesus.
We had a hookah, people were going up to the side of the pool, puffing off the hookah.
And we had two cops come up to the side of Nick's fence, look in and go, what the fuck are you all doing?
Smoking, swimming, and being naked?
That's pretty much the answer.
That's my problem with cops. I would just answer matter-of-factly, and then they would think I was being a smartass. If I was smoking crack and a cop said, what are you doing? I would just go, smoking crack. Not that I'd be smoking crack.
Oh, yes, Ryan. Yeah. We all know about you and your habits.
Yeah, so
you know, like picking your nose, I mean, itching your head.
Being sidetracked and going back to my... Being sidetracked and going back to my original story.
Chronic implies that it's a disease.
Leaving my house, grandma pissed off, bitching at me.
Yeah.
I yell at her to shut the fuck up, you stupid cunt.
Yes.
After said statement, she pronounced the word cunt, cunk, and questioned what the fuck it was. And I had to tell her, I had no idea what a cunk was.
it was a nonsense syllable that came out of your mouth.
That's amazing.
To this day, I still have yet to figure out what the word cunk means. So if any of the listeners knows what cunk means, please email Doug.
See, I can't.
So that I can find out.
See, I can't talk back
you
to
you tell my, really good stories.
I used to talk back to my grandma, but then she got a cane and it effectively doubled her range.
Ooh.
And I keep forgetting.
That's what I learned with my parents.
Get a house that's twice as big.
Or a shield.
I like the shield idea. That's
shield basher.
Learn how to enjoy it.
Take the feet.
No, I just
mess
with
enjoy it.
Like, you know how cable boxes will work?
Well,
you know the cable boxes the cable company
no,
gives
not,
you?
Not
that
by
the remote they
just,
give
you know,
will work with
beaten.
Any cable box. Yeah. So when I'm going to my grandma's house, I'll just take my remote. And I'll sit upstairs where she can't see me, but I can aim at the TV. And she'll be watching, like, Food Network, and all of a sudden she'll be watching porn on Cinemax.
Every grandma loves porn. As well as every grandpa.
Grandmas like and grandpas have needs, too. I just don't want to hear about them.
She watched like 45 minutes of Lord of the G-Strings before she changed it back.
God, I love that.
Well, I haven't had the opportunity.
I'll put it this way.
That's one of those ones
where
there's
a cabinet of porn in my house that is not mine or my brother's. And the only other male in my house is my grandpa.
Yeah. The fact of the matter is, if you can take a popular movie and make a porn-sounding name out of the title, they've done it, and it's not arousing at all, but it is hilarious.
Well, of course.
There's Lord of the G-Strings, there's Playmate of the Apes, there's The Witches of Brestwick.
Wow.
There's like three for Spider-Man.
I believe that.
We would just go into Family Video, and we would stand in the adult section and look at that row and be like, funny, 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 funny.
No, you don't understand.
You know what's funny in the first place is that Family Video has an adult section. Hollywood Video doesn't have an adult section because they're a family store. But Family Video has an adult section equal in size to the regular store.
Over 18s are a part of the family.
I just figured who wouldn't watch.
I was trying to say something.
Turning 18. And we went to the video store, and I'm just like, I'm bored. I'm going back there. Not only was I scared to death, but didn't we run into John when we walked out?
Yeah. We ran into one of our other friends that we didn't realize was at the store.
After walking out, I walked in. All I know is just like, oh my god, that's a lot of porn. I spent about 5 seconds looking at it. It's like, I can't handle this.
I'm over, I was like five. My uncle used to take me and my sister.
There was way too much animal porn.
No. There's a smiley face on this.
Yeah. Yes, there is.
When I was like,
I'm creeped out.
Why are you fisting the rubber ball?
Because there's a smiley face. It is creepy. I have a face on my hand!
It enjoys what you're doing.
It seems to.
I remember when I was like 5 or 6, my uncle would take me and my sister to Blockbuster Video, and he'd let us each rent like 2 or 3 movies. And it was always the same thing. Like, my sister would rent 1 or 2 Barbie movies, and I would rent like the same six Bucky O'Hare tapes in rotating order till I'd memorized all of them, but I don't remember any of them now. But I remember at one point, I wandered away from the animated kids section, and I was walking through the section of movies that at that age I shouldn't have seen but had because my uncles didn't care if I was 6. They were like, you're watching Chucky, you're watching Friday the 13th, you're watching Halloween. I was like 6 years old, and I wouldn't go anywhere near a clown, anything with a mask, fish.
That reminds me, I need to get a clown mask.
But the weirdest thing I can remember was that at that point, Blockbuster Video not only had a porn section, it wasn't even blocked in. It was just a shell. I walked out of drama, and I was in adult. I was like 6 years old.
That was a point where
they changed
that.
Yeah. Since
Blockbuster
Video no longer has an adult section, although they have softcore porn just with everything else.
But I mean, I was like, I'm in like drama.
Yeah, they had it hidden.
What the heck?
It's just sitting there. I can't think of a single movie that starts with grab some of it, not realizing it.
If it has an explicit cover, they'll give it the generic Blockbuster cover and then write the title on it.
Yep. But most of the time you can tell because the cover doesn't show sex. It just shows a very scantily clad woman and the title gives it away.
Yeah.
You know, there'll be a picture.
Like Erotic Dreams.
Yeah. Like Wild Things. Oh, wait, that's a real movie.
Yeah, that's not supposed to be. That's not even a porn. It's just got one really bad
I want the other sheets from you guys.
Yeah, I know. I was just...
The little tear-up things, because...
Oh.
But I mean, have yours. I just need Babos.
You're looking, you know, you look...
My cough sounds like a silenced gunshot in movies.
I never read off the phone number.
Didn't?
We just kind of started
with... No.
Oh, okay.
We just kind of skipped over that.
Oh, well.
We'll give it at the end.
Yeah. We'll give it multiple times.
But what if they want to call halfway through?
Oh, well. Give that back to Bobo.
Well, if they want to call halfway through, then they're probably me complimenting myself.
I can't
read
it now because people are blocking the light.
Damn.
They'll unblock it when later.
Ah, that's in my eyes!
You don't have to read it now. Read it later when we ask you to.
What the hell area code is that?
Seattle, I think.
Why does the show have a Seattle?
Because it works.
I just remember something
works,
about the mountain
names
next to Seattle.
Actually attached to it.
You just went somewhere and were like, give me a number. They're like, okay, Seattle, okay.
Internet.
Yeah, whatever.
Internet. It's all the numbers they
you
had.
Get
was
anything on the internet.
Yeah, just about. Free voicemail.
We could buy Adam West and make him sit next to Burt Ward.
Sweet.
Yeah, but it would cost us like $50 million.
It would cost us the life
feet apart.
It would also cost the life of Burt Ward, but hey.
Oh,
then we just Photoshop him next to each
other. I don't know if I mentioned this last week, but in Australia, all the history is for sale. Any historically marked building
you can buy and, like, live in or have a business running out of it. You're just not allowed to change the storefront. And everything is 10% off.
Australia,
if you buy $300 worth of stuff in one store, you get a 10% discount when you're leaving.
That's amazing.
So Australia is like Mexico, but far away.
It's like Mexico, a lot nicer. Far away, a lot nicer, you can drink and the water. Really hot chicks.
You and can clean. Drink
the water. Australia. The water is actually as clean, if not cleaner, in Australia.
I want to.
And you know what? You know what? You know what?
I want to be in
Australian for beer.
I want to be in Mexico, and I want to see someone sitting
see,
there.
See, I actually said Fosta's. That's pronounced. No, that's spelled F-A-W-S-T-A-H.
Actually, Foster's is considered piss over there.
Yeah, I know.
Foster's is considered really shitty beer.
I had heard that. But see, this is why I'm not getting sued, because what I said was spelled F-A-W-S-T-A-H.
I want to go to Mexico, and I want to find a bunch of them drunk frat boy idiots.
That's just how you pronounce it in English.
Mixed drink after mixed drink, and every time they get one, they click their glass together, and you know what they say? Don't drink the water. And I want to walk up behind them and go, where do they get the ice? I just want to walk away.
There's crickets there. That's kind of amusing.
Stupid crickets.
Okay.
I should take them to my
Everybody,
house.
Hold
it would
on.
Work so much better.
All right, hold on. Let me tell a really offensive joke so we can utilize the crickets.
I'm probably going to laugh.
No, hold on. You've heard this before. It was a simple matter of in one of the things me and Porter did. There was this little bit about where there's a space shuttle, and he's like, should we take the space shuttle? And he's like, why not? It's made by the Russians. And he said, are you sure it's the Russians? And he said, I hope so, because if it's the Americans, it'll probably blow up when we take off. And the crickets are right on cue.
That's in no way offensive, dude.
It was fairly offensive at the time. It was immediately after the challenge.
See, I say plenty of things that offend people.
Like, immediately. We're talking, like, within the week. You know,
am I allowed to
like
offend people or no?
Okay. I actually have a quick, slightly serious discussion that I actually want to make off with while we've still got, like,
for
20
a minute
minutes
there,
left.
I thought you said make out with.
Yes.
I was confused.
He did. Ooh, baby.
So, discussion.
Anyway, I love those serious discussions. They're so hot. All right, go, Doug.
I can't take them. Fan. I'm using my prostitute to fan myself.
You have that would be the heaviest fan ever.
No, actually, it's hand-sized.
Oh, no. No, that's Doug's prostitute.
Listen to a 1.9.
Oh. Yeah, 1.99.
Anyway,
I just pictured someone standing in front of you with a naked woman fanning you.
Anyway, okay.
Doug, I want to hear
now,
a serious discussion now.
Uh-oh.
What is more offensive? Making a joke about a serious... making a joke about the Holocaust, or making a joke... Or laughing at somebody's death.
Like their wake?
Whose death, yeah.
And what sort of death?
Grandma? No, that's not offensive. In fact, you're liable to dance and laugh at the same time.
I really have to decide if I can tell offensive jokes on the air.
See, me
and
myself, I will make fun of someone's death.
Just blame Joe.
All right, it's only offensive if those people actually listen to our show.
The way I look at it, nothing
should ever offend anyone at all.
As far as I'm concerned,
I apologize in advance.
As far as I'm concerned,
I
know. Here
we go. You should offend everyone as much as possible.
That's right.
My thought process on it is everyone should try to offend each other all the time, but no one should ever get offended.
I figure if Mel Gibson can get away with it, it's okay.
Look, I don't blame him for that. Everyone has gotten drunk and yelled at the Jews at some point. Even the Jews get drunk and yell at the Jews.
Mel Gibson is anti-Semitic.
No, I have seen Joe get drunk and yell at the Jews, and Joe is Jewish, okay?
Mel Gibson is anti-Semitic and a bad person.
Well, of course he is.
He made a fucking
movie about Jesus Christ. Of course he's a bad person.
Kyle,
all right.
Mention the Holocaust movie.
Okay.
Mel Gibson is anti-Semitic. He's just a bad person and he hates the Jews.
He was going to make... I disagree because Mel Gibson was actually putting up his own money to make a movie about the Holocaust.
He was talking about how to get it right.
No, he was not talking about how to...
anyway.
He was seriously... Here, Doug. Say your thing,
okay.
Doug.
Okay. Well, okay, you got everyone seen Schindler's List, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a great movie.
Well, you know, I guess
I haven't seen it.
Neither have I. You know it.
Okay. Have you seriously not seen Shun Lu's joke, Doug?
No, this is not the joke. This is okay.
That's my eye, you jackass.
Don't squirt the squirt gun with all the electronic equipment everywhere. It just doesn't seem smart.
Shut up.
Okay. All right. Now, you know how, like, I guess at the end, the guy in the courtyard gets shot.
Yeah.
Well, my friend likes to laugh at that on a regular basis.
Oh, Nelson.
Yes.
I always cracked up through House of Thousand Corpses.
Well, that was just a funny movie. This is so funny.
That point in the movie is usually when I scream, that's gotta hurt.
Okay, well, everyone, I'm pretty sure everyone knows the really bad joke. How many Jewish people can you fit in a car?
All of them.
Two in the front, three in the back, and about 5,000 in the ashtray.
Now, which is worse? It's one of those ones you have to laugh at or you can explode.
Now, which is worse? The question is, which is worse? Is it worse to make a joke at dead people's expense or laughing at the death of somebody?
Well, it depends entirely on the death of
actually
somebody.
Sitting there watching.
Can we make a joke at the death?
Yes.
You guys are misunderstanding what Doug's saying.
Laughing it's like at the fact that this guy just got shot.
It's like sitting
or
there,
laughing at
sitting
a joke.
There at the corner, watching a little girl go across at the guy that got on her shot. Bike with training wheels, and all of a sudden, a drunk guy actually hits her.
And that answers our question for Bobo.
I laughed when Princess Di's car crashed, I just thought it made her name ironic.
I laughed. I must admit that there was a time when I giggled at that myself, but...
Should have called her Princess Dead.
They should have called her Princess Lives a Lot. That was, you know...
I hope you get angry emails directed at me. I could probably make sure of it in about 2 seconds here, but...
You don't want to?
I'm afraid to, because who knows if I'll find a way to get to...
What does Princess Di and Pink Floyd have in common?
Their last hit was The Wall. You can also use Dale Earnhardt and Pink Floyd, Dale Earnhardt and Princess Di. Dale Earnhardt's great, because NASCAR fans get pissed. If you tell that joke to a NASCAR fan, they will cock a shotgun and point it at your face and demand that you beg on your knees for mercy from the god that is Dale Earnhardt.
You know what the best thing is?
It's a good thing that
every
NASCAR fan there is
is always within 2 feet of a shotgun.
My little brother actually listens to this.
You know what I wonder?
Your brother listens to this?
Everybody knows
what...
Oh,
my god.
Everybody knows what that new movie... Oh, everybody knows what Talladega Nights is about, right?
No.
By himself.
Does anybody not know what Talladega...
What the fuck is it about?
It's Will Ferrell as the world's dumbest NASCAR driver.
Oh, makes sense.
My question is, are NASCAR fans going to be A, angry because they're being made fun of, or B, too stupid to understand that they're being made fun of, or C, too stupid to understand that they're being made fun of, but still kind of angry because they think maybe, just maybe, they're being made fun of?
I think they're going to enjoy it because this car is going fast.
At the fact that you're
blowing your
tires,
guys, check this out. Check this out, everybody. I am now going to explain NASCAR and tell you the most amazing NASCAR race I ever saw. All right, you ready? You ready?
Let's hear it.
Go fast, turn left. Go fast, turn left. Go fast, turn left. Go fast, turn left. Go fast,
turn left.
Go fast, turn left. Go fast, turn left. About 500 more times.
See, if you get to explain why NASCAR, I get to explain why black people don't play.
Amazing.
Wait, what?
Okay.
You know what's great about
NASCAR? A bunch of white guys chasing a puck with sticks.
Yeah, that's the sales pitch in black men. We want to get some close space. We're going to arm these big white guys with sticks, and they're going to try to get every black thing on the arm.
All you need to see.
NASCAR is a lot like baseball. Yeah. It's a lot more fun when you go.
Yeah, if you go, you just can't not have fun.
Now, you know why I love baseball so much?
My only problem with going to NASCAR is the race consists of, like, you sit there for, like, the cars go by you, and for about a second, your head whips from left to right, and you get it back to the left, and you prepare. And about 5 seconds later, your head whips from left to right, and you move it back to the left and prepare.
The only reason
it's fun in person is because you can get like a gallon of beer for a nickel.
I was just about to say that. The reason that NASCAR is like
the drunker you are, the better it is.
Because personally, I fucking hate alcohol.
Do you want baseball?
Hold on now.
It's not
the only reason I like.
But if you play drunk, there's a 50% chance you will hit someone in the face with the bat.
Actually, my dad's been hit with a line drive while playing pitcher.
Nice. I just figure wow. If I was playing baseball, I get the ball, I would just take the bat with me.
Yeah, he went to the hospital.
If the first baseman got the ball and tried to get in my way at first base, I would club him with the bat.
It's a softball league.
I'm trying to say, and no, I hit him with the bat. And by the end of the game, I'd be the only person left standing on that field.
Therefore, you win. Okay, yeah, now, you know, the reason I like baseball. I enjoy baseball so much because it is literally the only sport that exists that I can go to. I can take a 700-page book, and I can finish the book in one game without missing a single second of actual action.
Yeah. You know what, my favorite sport is boxing.
I used to play baseball, but honestly, sports aren't my thing.
What I love about boxing,
league, and it's
got
fun.
Too many people at once. Sorry.
What I love about boxing is it is at once the most masculine and the gayest sport ever.
What about
hugging?
It's two shirtless men in silk pants fighting over a belt and purse. And for people that don't get it, the purse is what they call the amount of money you win.
That's actually, yeah.
Tell them about
yeah, that's gayer than football. And football is just a bunch of men in tights
jumping on each other.
Yeah. I keep hearing something
pretty gay
over there.
That's probably my dog.
Okay. Well, anyways.
Not that football doesn't have, you know, homoerotic undertones if you look for them, but everything has homoerotic undertones if you look for them.
No, my favorite sport is rugby.
SpongeBob.
The Cat in the Hat has homoerotic undertones if you look
for them. Well, that's because the Cat in the Hat was gay. But anyways.
This show has homoerotic undertones.
Well, it's five guys sitting around the table talking about being naked in the
pool.
Six guys.
I can't do math.
Oh, well, yeah. You're not counting Nick because he is my female co-host.
Fuck you.
I think if I was going to not count one of the men, I'd have to not count you.
Sick burn!
That's one of those points in my life where I want Ashton Kutcher to just pop up behind me and go burn and then disappear.
I wish I had Ashton Kutcher. I wish I had a nice little portable Ashton Kutcher that I could just carry around with me in my back pocket.
You know, if I had a little portable celebrity, I would want a little portable Britney Spears, because I think whenever I got down, I could just smack her around and feel better about myself.
Yeah, pretty much.
I wouldn't have to smack her around.
Yeah, but you would have to carry a Britney Spears around.
She has a mani.
You know who I hate? Halle Berry. I really fucking hate Halle Berry.
What does she ever do against you?
Why is this?
Well, first,
have a reason. I have a legitimate... No, Catwoman's not even it, man.
I have two legitimate reasons.
Number one is she's a fully capable actress that feels she doesn't have to act half the time because she's Halle Berry.
Yeah, pretty much.
And the other is because the TV Land Awards, okay? They're not exactly the most prestigious awards, you know what I mean? But they literally made up an award specifically to give Halle Berry. They were like, let's give Halle Berry a special award because she's such an amazing actress and
they
because she's African American.
They gave her an award for being like a black chick with the name Halle.
Exactly. It was like you've done so much for African American in films, for African American women in films, blah blah blah. I wanna give you this award.
Isn't she not even fully African? I thought she was a halfy.
I don't even know. But she goes up on stage.
We apologize to all African Americans that listen to our show.
I don't think there are any that I'm aware of. But yeah, I still apologize. But so they're giving her this special award.
Most of them can't afford an iPod or a computer.
Oh, dude.
I'm sorry.
Oh, God, man. If we're going to get sued, it's going to be because of you.
They're not even going to sue the show. They're just going to be like, what was that guy's name? Ryan, let's write him and get his last name and sue his ass.
I'm giving him the last name if anybody asks me.
We're fully capable of doing that. We'll give you any of our guests' names for suing.
But anyways, in the middle of her speech,
$50 charge.
She's given this long award speech, which is fine. You know, that's fine. She's just been given this great award.
How little would they have to sue me?
So, in the middle of the speech, she says something that sounds kind of like it might be the end of the speech. So everybody in the audience cheer and they stand up to give her a standing ovation.
And she goes, I'm not done.
And her response was, excuse me, I'm not done yet, in exactly that tone of voice.
So you hate
her. So now I hate her, and I hate her for good reason, because she is a fucking bitch.
I hate Gatorade.
Go. Do it, man.
I didn't expect him to realize what I was talking about. No, I hate Gatorade. I want to market a sports drink competing with Gatorade, and I want to call it Human Aid, because I think gators don't get thirsty.
You realize why they call it Gator Aid.
Maybe they do, but the way they show it is by biting you on the neck and whipping you around really fast.
They
and by that, it's too late.
The origin of Gatorade on TV now.
Yeah. They explained the origin of Gatorade?
Yeah, they made it for the Florida Gators.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
So they just added A to the end of it.
Isn't that a college football team?
I think so.
I just figured that gators don't get thirsty, and if they do, then they show it by biting you on the neck and whipping you around really fast, and by then it's too late for
fruit
punch. I forgot
what I was going
to
say.
Now I'm going to go up to this gator, and I'm going to poke it in the eye.
With <That's>, my penis.
I love Steve Irwin. That man is going to die on do you know how he's going to die? He's going to be on TV one day, and he's going to go, "Crikey! This is the most poisonous snake in the entire world. So what I'm going to do is put my hand in its mouth, and I'm going to use my other hand to punch the top of its head like a stapler and see what happens."
The tour guide didn't know who Steve Irwin is until a week before we showed up.
Good!
Who?
I don't even think he's Australian.
The tour guide when I was in Australia did not know who Steve Irwin is.
I think he's from Canada and developed a good accent for fun.
I'm pretty sure he's Australian. In the same way Hugh Jackman
does anybody else remember that 90s white rapper Snow?
I love Hugh Jackman.
The one who was from Canada, but for some reason sounded incredibly Jamaican.
What? Crocodile Hunter?
Oh god, I know who you're talking about. He was from Canada, but he sounded like the
Crocodile
Jamaican
Hunter is Steve Irwin.
Are you sure he was? Accent?
Crocodile Dundee, rather.
No.
No, see, Crocodile Dundee is
Hugh Jackman is Wolverine.
Yes. Steve Irwin is the Crocodile Hunter. He's the one that fed his kid while in a gator cage. Yeah. And his response, and people went nuts, and he was like, "I know what gators are capable of. It would have taken an earthquake for me to drop that child." And I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure that was the week they were filming at the San Diego Zoo.
Mm-hmm.
California.
Yep.
I
can't wait till California falls off. It's going to be really fun.
Oh, God, it's going to be great.
That press conference, George W. Bush all done. I want to be in the audience. When he says any questions, I just want to raise my hand slowly. And he's going to call on me. And I'm not even going to ask a question. I'm just going to stand in the audience. It's going to be like, "Mr. President? Yes, young man? Huh?" Did you see the press conference where he tried to escape?
No.
They asked him a question, and he didn't have an answer. So he just walked off to the side towards the doors that would let him out, and they were locked. And he walked back to the podium, and he was just like, "Bleh." He just shrugged and looked confused. It was great.
God, I want a copy of that.
I can't wait to hear what he has to say when California falls off.
Oops.
Because he won't know for like 3 months.
He'll be like, he won't even realize California's gone. They'll find sunken California and he'll try to welcome Atlantis into the Union.
I am here to welcome these Atlanteans into the Union.
And they're all just going
to
be floating in the water like, "We're not under there, you dick."
All right.
I'm a uniter. I unite people. That's what a uniter does.
The best W moment, though. He did a press conference out in the open on a field, and then he says, "You know, thank you, Governor." And he goes to leave, and he walks across the field to his little presidential helicopter, and he turns around, and he raises his hand and waves. And by the way, I was so hoping that he would raise his hand too high and get his fingers chopped off by the rotors, but that didn't happen. But what did happen is he turned around, and he waved, and as he turned to get back into the helicopter, he forgot that the helicopter has kind of a low doorway. He just clonked his face right on the side of it.
Oh, God.
That's almost
that
as funny as probably the funniest drunken moment I've ever had.
To a door.
Oh, I walked into one of those sliding doors.
Funny drunken moment.
I'm sure you've noticed those damn doors. Sometimes they open like the Star Trek Enterprise. They open like the doors on the Enterprise and just go.
The homicidal
whoosh.
Doors.
Yeah, but sometimes the doors that are work, they like you'll think they're gonna open like shush, and instead they go, nah. And I thought I was expecting it to open nice and easy, and I kept walking, and all of a sudden I was just like, oh my no.
Okay, you know the door. You know the doors leading into the lockbox area?
Yeah.
I've had that not open before. I've walked up to that, and it just doesn't open.
That means you don't have a soul.
Around circles trying to get this thing to open, and somebody else had to walk by
to get
it open.
You know what's great?
That means
you
don't have a soul.
The doors to the downstairs sorter room. Every once in a while, when you scan your little ID thing to get them to open, they will open with such force that they slam into the wall and come off the tracks.
Amazing.
It's happened twice to me. I just run the little cart through that makes them open normally, and for some reason, they like flew to the side like Emperor Palpatine was trying to throw them at Yoda. And they ended on a slam.
Don't you mean Pope Benedict?
I can't help but notice that you're wearing a Transformers shirt.
Well, of course I'm wearing a Transformers shirt.
So what do you think of...
Robo-Christ.
Well, not RoboChrist. I was going to say the upcoming
I would totally
flick.
Worship
Well, you know,
RoboChrist.
Honestly, I haven't seen anything except for the trailer in front of the Pirates movie.
Yeah.
The only thing I don't like
that was horrible.
I just love the idea. Bumblebee doesn't get to be a Beetle because Disney bought the rights to order to make Herbie.
That's bullshit.
Yeah,
and well, they bought the rights to the classic Beetle, and they said they're not going to have everyone else be their normal vehicle, and then make Bumblebee be a brand new 2005 Volkswagen Beetle.
Well, of course.
That would just be stupid.
I believe you were going to tell a story about drunkenness.
Yes, my favorite drunken moment. This will be my last... This will probably be my last story of the night.
Yeah, no, we're going to close out after that.
Well, of course. So, we're at my friend's party, all drinking, and my friend Tim was there. Now, me and Tim had both been drinking pretty well. I've had about a half a fifth of rum and...
Did you sing Ice Ice Baby in attempt the dance routine?
No, this Tim's like last name, ago. The Enchanter?
No. for this story, he will be Tim the Enchanter.
Did you sing Ice Ice Baby and try the dance routine?
No, we did something better.
Because I did that, and it's on video somewhere.
Don't worry about it. It's just the dog.
Yeah.
And by the way, Seth, if you listen to this, put that tape on the internet for me.
YouTube!
That'll work. Put it on YouTube if you listen to this.
Anyway,
YouTube is endorsed by FIIK.
Interruptions. So, my friend goes to the bathroom, and I say some random statement. I don't know. I can't remember. I was drunk. And he goes, "Oh, it'll be a wang off, will it?"
A wang off?
A wang off.
Yeah.
There are so many things that could mean.
It is apparently to him.
For their
it didn't involve scissors, did it?
No, it involved us zipping apparently unzipping our pants and comparing our penises. So,
I thought you guys were going to sword fight with them.
What's great is that if they were drunk enough, maybe they zipped up on them when they were done.
Well, see, no, I'm not finished my story.
Like that's my thing.
Now finish the Zam story.
So.
Apparently there is no more story.
Tim is not the smartest man when he is drunk. He's not the smartest...
Or sober,
in any state, whatever.
Drunk.
Well, he is even worse so. He does not take note of his surroundings. He failed to realize that he was standing in a doorway that is maybe... I'd say maybe 6.5 feet tall, so...
Oh, God.
It was maybe about a half a foot taller than Nick, or taller than Tim at this point. So
you think an enchanter would have caught that?
You think, but he goes to unzip his pants, and as he's doing so, he jumps straight up.
So
for full force, top of his head into the top of the doorway.
So what you're saying is that the zipper of his pants requires such force to come down that he has to jump and add G forces to the pole.
Yeah, pretty much. And mind you, it didn't help that I jumped too because I knew where he was standing.
You jumped just to make him jump.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Therefore, he jumped, cracked his fucking skull on this goddamn thing, and was wondering why it hurt.
I don't know. He fell down. And then he started wondering why he was on the floor. Then he wondered why his head hurt.
Why do you write on a what do you write on the prostitute?
I'm keeping notes on what we talk about, so I don't have to go through it later.
Huh.
So, okay.
How much do they charge for that? And do you have to provide your own Sharpie?
Well, no, we pay them in blowjobs, which people should be sending us in our email. Which I'll wonderfully segue into who has our email.
Speaking of emails...
Oh, you handed me a piece of paper earlier. I don't know where I put it.
Wouldn't that be the best segue ever? Now I'm just going to hand it over to whoever has the email address and then read the phone number instead.
So, now
people
then.
Would be so confused.
All right.
Here we go. Email address is FIIK Shut your mouth. FIIKpodcast@gmail.com.
That's the most interesting email address I've ever had.
All one word.
All one word. And by one, I mean five. Again.
Just repeat it a second time.
FIIKpodcast@gmail.com.
There we go. Okay, and then Babbo.
Can't read numbers.
Area code 206-203-FIC.
That's our voicemail.
Or FIIK.
206.
Or if you don't know how to find the letters, it's 3445.
Once again, that's 206-203-3445.
We feel we shall warn
you. You can have Bobo for the low payment of $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling.
Wait, no. You have to call 1-800-555-PANT.
pant?
Pant.
Wasn't room for the ass, was there?
No.
No.
And if you want to call me,
I would like
reason,
to make a note at this point that it is a number from an unknown foreign state, so, you know, be careful with your calling time.
And it might or may not be long distance for you.
Seattle.
If you'd like to call the king of all assholes, remember, my number is 8675309.
I'll allow that bastard. One. You stole my joke.
You only got sued for that, right?
8675309.
Wait, so your name is Jenny?
No, that's my mom.
Anyways.
Don't correct me in my joke.
Go.
Okay, so our website is http://fiik.podomatic.com. That again is http://fiik.podomatic.com.
I can't believe with as specific as you are, you left out the www.
Well, you don't need it for
No, you don't need the www
in
this.
I did not know that.
If you put in www, you will not get our website.
My computer skills consist of putting in Diablo and clicking on
it. There's a hat on my head.
Anyway, just for one last point before we play.
Is this like Jerry Springer's final thought?
Voicemails that don't actually. Well, no, actually, I'm going off of what one said. But apparently, they actually. Vonage auctioned that phone number off.
Are you kidding me?
On eBay.
Oh my god, that's brilliant.
I have no idea how much. I don't know how much it went for or anything,
it
but must I
have
do know.
I hope it was for someone named Jenny.
Well, you know what? I don't care how much. It had to go for. I mean, shit, a Yu-Gi-Oh card went for like $75,000.
I am so tempted to call 8675309 and see who the fuck I get right now.
Well, you need to have the proper area code.
Every area code is different.
You know, I dialed JESUS on my cell phone once and it rang more than three times, which means it's a real number, so I hung
up. So you called Jesus.
Yeah, I dialed the word Jesus.
I think that when Jesus makes
a
second coming, I still say the Catholic Church should just steal those old Jell-O commercials, and instead of spelling Jell-O, they should just have a little kid go, J-E-S-U-S,
it's alive!
No, they have to have Bill Cosby do it.
No, Bill Cosby would have to come on later on in the next year and talk about the Jesus brand of pudding pop.
I think this show's over.
Stick would be cross.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to play voicemails.
Yeah, voicemails. So.
Hi. Damn, that's a long voicemail message. But this is me leaving a voicemail because you told me to. And yeah, bye-bye.
Alright, so what do you want
to... We should come up with something to say for the end here, shouldn't we?
No.
No?
No.
Are you sure?
No.
Okay.
Five!
No. Pudding.
Avocado. Donkey.
Horseshoe?
Was a man from Nantucket.
Rainbow.
We can't top last week.
Who kept all his cash in a
There's
bucket?
There's many colors in the homo rainbow.
What did you do last week?
You were there last week, you jackass!
I was daughter named Nan ran away with a man, but as for the bucket, Nantucket...
I need a towel!
Well, that set him off.
Thank
Use
you,
my
Dan.
Shirt.
That was him.
Dan, him, same person.
Ouch. I don't know who's more insulted.
My left toenail itches.